Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you're like me, the holiday sure can be a long time. I don't know. Sometimes they seem long. But still yet, the holidays can be enjoyable, but the end of them can be pretty bittersweet. I mean, we've spent the last several weeks rushing around, buying gifts and wrapping them. We spent the last several weeks, most of us, going over the budget that we set because, you know, you got to have that last-minute gift or you see that thing that so-and-so would like. We spent our last several weeks baking and cooking. We spent our last several weeks spending time with family, which can be joyous and can be, let's face it, stressful. I'll say it out loud. But still yet, after the holidays, there's something about, you know, I don't know about you, but you feel kind of high. There's something about being high, and it's good. Have you ever had those experiences where something good has happened in your life? You've gone through a great experience, and you've been up here. You were looking forward to it, anticipation. You were excited. You were ready to go. It happened. It was great, and then it's all done, and you're like, now what? What do I do now? It's over. But it sure can be bittersweet, right? Because sometimes those things happen, and they're excited, and they're great, and they're good, and then when it's over, you're like, oh, gosh, am I glad that's done, like moving at Christmas time. Only insane people do that. It's true. Or maybe it's your big wedding anniversary, or a big party celebrating your retirement, or your 40th birthday, or your 50th birthday, or whatever it is, right? And you know, you look back, and it's done, and you're like, that was great, but it only happens once. Yeah, that's kind of how it is. And we get done, and we sit back, and we say, now what? What am I going to do now? The excitement's gone, or the trouble's gone, and now I have peace, or now I want it back? What about those wise men? Think about that for a minute. They saw a star. Contrary to popular belief that we tell in our Christmas stories, they did not show up at the manger. In fact, Jesus was probably about 2 or 3 years old when they showed up. And it said they showed up at his house. Scripture really says that. They showed up at the house. So they had seen this star. We don't know how long they had seen it. Apparently, it showed up when he was born. Because they said, we had seen the star of him who was born, and we have come to worship him. This anticipation was building. We don't know how far they traveled, but it was probably a pretty long trip for them, heading to the west from the east. And they were excited. And they came and they traveled all that long way. And no doubt they spent a lot of money. I mean, they brought Jesus some pretty expensive gifts, didn't they? Gold and frankincense and myrrh, all of those things were fancy. They were fit for a king. The common people didn't have those things. Those were really expensive gifts. The kind you get at Nordstrom's, not Sears. Right? And they came. And they were excited. And they came and gave Jesus his gifts. And they bowed down and worshiped. And then they left. It was done. What's interesting is they didn't have a bittersweet moment when they left. No, it was sweet. What's interesting is when they left, they didn't seem down or sad. In fact, it was exactly the opposite. If you really think about it, when they left, they went away from Jesus with great joy and excitement and passion because they knew about the one who had came, the one they had seen, the light that was revealed to them in this Christ child. They left knowing there was work to be done. Wait, what? Work? I didn't sign up for that. Work? Really? Yeah. And we know they worked. In fact, they worked hard because the church already started growing in the east. When they got home, obviously they spread the news of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, to the Eastern people. They knew about Jesus. They were told about his love, that he had come into the world, that God had sent his son. And the church began its movement from those very first missionaries. That's what they were, weren't they? Missionaries who traveled all this distance to see something big, to celebrate, to worship, to give gifts. And they left. Not ho-hum, not sad. They left with joy and passion and an excitement because they saw Jesus. They saw Jesus. Acts chapter 2 says something very interesting. Love Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 talks about the early church, and it talks about all the people gathering together, and it talks about them fellowshipping and eating and drinking. They probably had beer, that's why they were happy. But anyways, they must have been Lutheran, that's what I think. But anyways, they were happy, and they said they had everything in common, and they sold their goods, and they gave to the poor, and they enjoyed each other. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? I don't know about you, but that's a pretty big thing to look forward to and to celebrate. And it said that they were filled with awe and wonder because they celebrated the light that came into the darkness, the light that scatters the darkness of sin and shame and guilt and sickness and illness and death, the light, Jesus Christ, who shines his light so that we may be loved and forgiven and redeemed and go to heaven. They saw the light and they were filled with awe and wonder. And because of this awe and wonder, it says in Acts chapter 2, the church grew daily. The number of those being saved was added to them daily because of this. We have seen that light because we just got finished going to the manger at Christmas. We have beheld the light of the world. We behold that light every time we read the word. We behold that light every time we receive the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, baptism, confession, and absolution. We behold that light when we love each other and celebrate God's grace with each other. Not when we gossip or hate or slander or ignore. That light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. No matter what our darkness is, whether it's illness physically, mental illness, family troubles, financial troubles, health issues, and the list goes on and on. The darkness cannot overcome the light. That darkness is scattered because Jesus is here. He is here now. He was here yesterday. He is already in the future. He is present with us yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And he will be present with us even unto all eternity because he loves us and forgives us and gives us light. And our eyes have beheld it once again at Christmas as we see Jesus born in the manger, as we see Jesus die on the cross on Good Friday, as we celebrate Easter every Sunday, as Jesus has risen from the tomb, that light has burst forth from darkness. From darkness, the light has shined on us and shines in us as God's holy, dearly loved and redeemed children, you and I. And we are going to heaven because of it. And there's work to be done, good and joyous work. Because here's the reality those wise men realized that day. The joy of Jesus never stops. It's not like Christmas. It doesn't come once a year and go away. It's not like your 50th birthday, your 50th wedding anniversary that comes once in your lifetime and goes away. No, the joy of Jesus is every day. God's forgiveness is every day. God's love and compassion and grace for you is every day for all eternity. And we have seen the light. And you, my brothers and sisters, you are the light. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp or put it under its bowl. No, instead they put it on a stand so it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father who is in heaven. You are the light of the world. Through you, the love of Jesus shines in darkness. Through you, the forgiveness of Jesus shines in darkness. Through you, the presence of Jesus comes to those who are dwelling in sin and shame and guilt and illness and death and joy and thanksgiving and praise. Through you, the light of Jesus shines in this world. No matter the wars, no matter the church shootings, no matter the evil that exists in our world today, through you, the light shines and it cannot be overcome. You are the light of the world. The kingdom of Jesus grows as you enter our world as his presence. Indeed, may God be with us and fill us with his light today and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.